T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Angino. Lynn is off today, back tomorrow. And tomorrow at this time, we will be talking with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. We'll get the latest regarding the economy, where things stand at the moment. Tomorrow, 105 with Jill Schlesinger. Right now, though, we have a very special guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Risa Kumazawa. She is the president of the Economic Club of Pittsburgh, just off of a phone call with the president not too long ago with a number of other economic groups from Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago. It was expected that there could be tens of thousands of economists from around the country listening in to the president as he presents his plan for the economy next year and into the next 4 years. With us right now, Risa, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much for making time for us. Fill us in. The conference call that took place just a little while ago, what can you tell us?
So this was a webcast that took place from around 11 o'clock this morning. And it was a historic event because the various economic clubs in different locations collaborated together to bring a presidential candidate webcast to all of its members. So I represent the Economic Club of Pittsburgh, but economic clubs of New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Florida, and Sheboygan were also there with us as well.
Okay. Help us understand the economic clubs in these regions, most specifically here in Pittsburgh. What is the significance of this club?
So every month we bring a speaker. We usually do a luncheon, and we invite an economist to talk about anything from the local economy to the national economy to the international economies, whatever the relevant topics might be. And so I got an invitation from the New York Economic Club to do this collaboration, and I jumped on the opportunity because it's the first time that we were able to bring somebody of that caliber to one of our meetings.
Once again, we are joined by Risa Kumazawa. She is president of the Economic Club here in Pittsburgh, just off of a web conference call, if you will, with the president with his plans for the economy. What can you tell us about that conference call and what you heard?
So the president did a various contrasts. So he talked about the past. So what he did and how those economic policies compared to President Obama. And then he also went on to talk about what his future policies will be and how they will compare to Vice President Biden. It was an interesting presentation because there were numbers that jumped out that he talked about in the very beginning. Such as that he brought in 9 times more jobs for Americans, 9 times more incomes for Black Americans. And so there were a lot of numbers that jumped out in the very beginning to do the comparison between himself and what had happened in the past.
Risa, help me out here. I don't know that you needed to have a recap given to you of what took place over the 8 years of Obama. I'm guessing that you and all the other economists, the thousands of you, knew what took place between the 2009 and 2016. How accurate was that representation of what the president made to what you know of that 8 year period in the nation's economy?
So how he presented President Obama's administration was that we were dealing with a weak economy, which certainly wasn't the case. And so it was interesting how he highlighted those differences and how also, you know, when he talked about Vice President Biden, how the other party is going to sink us to another Great Depression. So it was very extreme in terms of how he contrasted what happened with his administration.
Once again, Risa Kumazawa joining us, the president of the Economic Club of Pittsburgh, and joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We're talking about a webcast that took place just a little while ago where the president laid out his case for the economy moving forward and what his intentions and plans are. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what it is that he made his case for coming up in the next year?
So he promised more tax cuts, and then he also promised a vaccine that was going to be delivered by the military by the end of the year. And he also went on to talk about how, with his future trade deals, he'll make sure that he puts America first and negotiate deals that have reciprocity between the trading partners. That will be my highlight of all the policies that he outlined.
Did anybody else speak on behalf of the administration during this meeting?
No, but in the very beginning, while we were waiting for him, Larry Kudrow took the microphone for a little bit to address us.
Risa, are you able to stick around with me for a few more minutes? I have to check traffic here for a moment, and I'd like to come back and talk to you some more if we could.
Okay,
thank you very much. So once again, joining us, the president of the Economic Club of Pittsburgh, Risa Kumazawa, just off of a web conference video chat, if you will, with the president, along with thousands of other economists around the country. More coming up in a moment on KDK Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Mangino. Lynn is off today, back tomorrow. We are joined at the moment by Risa Kumazawa. She is the president of the Economic Club of Pittsburgh and tremendous credentials when it comes to issues of business and the economy. PhD, Associate Professor of Economics, Department of Economics and Finance, Palumbo Donahue School of Business at Duquesne University. And she's just off of a web conference call with the president, along with the economic clubs of Washington, D.C., New York, and Chicago, and elsewhere. Expected that there could have been thousands of others across the country as well that were a part of this. Risa, this was billed as the president presenting his plan for the nation's economy moving forward. Did you see this as a plan, and was it well laid out to you?
The plans were not very clear until when he listed, gave a list at the very end. But to answer your question about how many attendees there were, when I looked, it was about 1,900 attendees altogether. So it wasn't the tens of thousands that we had expected. And then to clear up any questions about why he was the only person present, back in the beginning of September, all the presidents of the econ clubs got together, and we sent out a letter to both candidates. And he's the only person that responded so far, and the response came quite suddenly last Friday that he was going to be part of this webcast.
Go ahead, please finish.
We're hoping that the Vice President Biden will accept to do this at a later date. But initially it was supposed to be both of them together, but it turned out that it was one at a time. Mm-hmm.
Is there any expected official announcements that will come from any of the economic clubs that you're aware of, or the Economic Club of Pittsburgh collectively, on this web meeting today?
I was checking the news. So some of the big media outlets are starting to post the video of the webcast.
But will there be an official, any kind of a statement of evaluation, if you will, of this proposal that you're aware of being made by any economic clubs? And will there be an assessment made of all the economic club members in Pittsburgh of this particular presentation by the president?
I'm not aware that there's going to be any kind of collective statement on what was being said.
Okay. So this is, would you view this then as being similar to what you mentioned earlier when it comes to the economic club and getting together with special guest speakers? Well, they'll make a presentation, and it's was pretty much like that without any official assessment being made of what it was that the guest speaker had to say?
Yes, so he just presented his economic agenda what was being mentioned in the webcast, that he was going to present his economic agenda.
Okay.
And he did exactly that.
Any thoughts on the likelihood or success or impact on the economy moving forward? Or are you able to make any of those judgment calls based upon what you were able to see and hear in this meeting this morning?
So I've been saying this for quite some time now, that in order for us to have a true recovery, we have to make sure that we address the pandemic first, you know, because we're dealing with workers who, you know, some of whom have to be out there in taking risks with their lives. And unless we're able to deal with the pandemic, I'm not confident that we're going to be able to make the economic gains that would be possible. You know, so the vaccine is something that is very important for us, because currently there's obviously no cure, and, you know, the infection rate has been increasing. And so there are troubling signs that we definitely need to address first before we can start talking about fixing the economy.
Besides the creation of a vaccine and its widespread acceptance, is there anything else, as the Economic Club of Pittsburgh looks at this, that can say that we need to be doing, or we should be addressing, either locally, statewide, or across the country in order to move the economy as quickly and safely as possible forward?
I think that we have to make sure that, you know, the things that are recommended by the CDC, which includes the wearing of masks, is something that everybody is doing. So it was a little bit upsetting for me to hear the president talk about the China virus, that he mentioned it, and he also called it the plague at some point. And then, you know, he did mention his own recovery, but he played it down the risks associated with the coronavirus. And so I was disappointed to hear him do that.
And once again, joining us, Risa Kumazawa, president of the local economic club. One more thing, a bit off topic, if you don't mind. There is an announcement that was made by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin that says the U.S. debt must be dealt with over the next 10 years. Do you think we have that much time to address the nation's debt?
This is a difficult issue to deal with, the mounting deficit and obviously the mounting debt. You know, because you're dealing with more stimulus, that's going to add to the debt. And so the president was asked this question at the very end. You know, it is a difficult thing to try to reduce the debt at the same time having to have these additional expenditures.
And thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Very kind of you to give us as much as you have. Risa Kumazawa, president of the local economic club, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.